Academy. Call 772-335-3231.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Really? And she
said, you will lay your hands on people and they will be healed. And I said, I have no idea what to do with this information. My church doesn't have a ministry of healing. She said, you wait on God, but go and learn about the gift of healing. And that's how it began for me. So this was maybe 12 years ago on an airplane. And so I started to dive into studying healing because I didn't really have a place to do this ministry or mentors to work with in this ministry. And I started praying, you know, when, where, how, God. Literally, when, where, how. And I became kind of a student of Leanne Payne. I read her book so many times, they kind of are part of my brain,
I
think.
I'm not familiar with her name.
There were other authors and people that were speaking into me, and God has just dumped book after book and teacher after teacher, so that when, where, how ended up that God literally it happened so fast, my head was spinning, picked me up from Baltimore and dropped me in Vero Beach. And within a couple months, I ended up in St. Paul's. And I had been there a few times. My son was married there. That's a whole other story.
And how long ago was this?
3 years ago.
Okay, so three this years is all ago. Pretty recent.
Relatively yeah. recent. Yeah. I'm hearing this story to some extent for the first time.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about that. That was 2012, did you say? Yeah. When you were on the plane, and here it is. It was now not until 2021, 2022, I'm thinking, when it finally now.
So I mean, I've just been a student for 10 years. Amazing. I've gone to conferences and things like that. I'm just a student. And I'm just when, where, how. I don't see it. And God picked me up and moved me to Vero. And it was his plan all along to move me to Vero. And I was church shopping. I knew I loved St. Paul's from my son being married there.
Beautiful.
And having a great experience with that.
It's a beautiful new church that looks like an old church because of the stonework.
It's so wonderful. But I wasn't sure where God wanted me.
And that stained glass, oh my word, that's the best I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, it is. It is spectacular.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful wedding, too.
It's a work of love.
Yes, yes. So I went a few times, and this third Sunday I went, I had been going to all the different churches in Vero. I was sitting there, and Pastor John was speaking, and the Holy Spirit just kind of descended upon me, and I just started weeping, which is kind of what happens to me. And I knew, it was like, I just knew this was home. This is where I wanted to be. I needed to be. And then I think it was a few weeks later, I learned that there was this healing service. There was a ministry. And I went to the service. It was the Thursday service all by my little self. One Thursday. And I kind of got this is where you will serve me.
Wow.
And so that's really, that's how that began.
Yeah, and just today, the three of us talking prior to doing the show, and even during the show, there have been times where I call it a giant teardrop. Let's say you asked me to pray for your Aunt Alice. Not that you have an Aunt Alice, but, and all of a sudden, and we start to pray, and all of a sudden, if that teardrop comes in me, I absolutely know that person's going to be saved.
Hmm.
And I haven't seen it not work. And a couple of things we've been talking about today, I felt almost like I'm a crier too, you know, that I'll be touched by the Holy Spirit. So I'm very excited about the fact that you're a weeper too, because, well, it's also akin to being broken and contrite. Because he says a broken and contrite heart, he will not despise. A smoldering candle, he will not snuff out. A bruised reed, he will not break. Remember when I was in the throes of getting addicted to alcohol?
Yeah.
And that one night, finally, a moment of clarity, and I said, I've been thinking I could handle this and get over it. I can't do it without you. I was broken. He didn't say, well, I've been waiting for you, and because of that, I'm not going to help you. No, it's like, okay, we're going to forget your past sins, whatever you've done. And within days, I ended up in that room. And so,
yeah.
I love that. Well, this is wonderful.
Yes. So, and it has been.
You've never been on the radio before.
No.
This is your first day.
Yeah, this is my first day.
Folks, I want you to know, really, this is new. Now, I'm the radio host. I've been on for 31 years. But the pastor, you've been coming over and being on my show every couple of years.
Right.
And recently, we had him on. And there was a priest visiting from?
Bishop Bella Calambete.
And you told him, when it was told that a famous author had booked you on my show, you said to him, don't say the story. Go ahead.
So, because of my previous experiences with the mayor of the air, I said, Bishop Bella, we're going to be interviewed by Rhett Palmer. I said, but be prepared. He's going to do most of the talking. And we'll do most of the listening. So don't be disappointed if you don't say very much along the way. And then I was shocked when we got into the podcast or the radio thing that I was like, I came away with Bishop Bella afterwards. I'm like, that was a different guy. That was a totally different guy than I remember of all the other times that I've been on with him. He was engaging with us. He let us talk. So to me, I was like, I don't know what's going on in his life, but it was a powerful transformation.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened in the past few years. Maybe it's, I don't know, that extra breaking, that sorrow, learning obedience by the things which you suffer. He was a man acquainted with many sorrows. And, you know, I often wonder why I've been through so many sorrows. And I say, sometimes the things we go through, like when God says no, and you're getting mad at him, and then you find out later on how he protected you. You know,
right.
My own story is I was almost signed to Columbia Records when I was younger. Then I won first place vocalist in Nashville's Music City Song Festival. I was almost signed by Liberty Records. But the doors kept shutting. And I finally said, I don't want to be 60 years of age begging people to sing my songs in Nashville. I'm going. I ended up here. And it's a long story, but now I look back, and I hate to admit it, but but I'm so glad I'm not waking up in some strange motel room somewhere tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Having to sing to complete strangers and not connecting. If you know, sometimes life is in the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker.
Yeah.
This is wealth right here. This is family, the family of Christ. You know, so you get my point, right? So
very much.
Sometimes, so for anybody out there, if you've gotten a no, you know, then maybe listen to the no.
Mm-hmm.
Like when maybe somebody has pulled maybe a force greater than yourself has pulled somebody out of your life, thinking that's was the love of your life, and no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, as he said, my ways are not your ways.
Yeah. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Lord has a great plan for your life. And even if things, like I'm hearing Roberta say that it was 10 years from the time when she first got this prophetic word spoken over her. It was 10 years later that she finally started really exercising the gift and the calling that had been put on her life. I just think, oh my gosh, you're thinking, is it ever going to happen?
Well, and of course, then Satan would like you to question yourself. Like, well, how do you know that she was real? How do you know?
Yeah.
That this is probably all a hoax kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But God kept bringing me back.
We will go to some pretty strange places with this because only he's taking me to some strange places. There are people in the body of Christ that actually scare me, but I think some of my stories would scare. I will say this, and this is my truth. I'm newly born again. I didn't believe in Jesus. I was into Eastern religions. I thought Jesus was a bunch of hooey. So I'm 29 years of age, and I get born again. And, you know, I remember like almost like something stirred me, woke me up, but not, it's like, wake up, but don't open up your eyes. And I heard these voices. And in the first person, they were kind of like saying, I'm no good. You're no good. Whatever it was. It was all negative voices. Mm-hmm. And he was showing me in the spirit realm. I don't think I've ever had that happen again since. But it's like, oh, you know, remember, as strange as and weird as it sound and scary as it sound, Paul spoke of a third heaven? And, we don't like to broach these subjects because we don't understand them. But I will say this about what we're doing here in this new broadcast, Journey to Healing. Like it is at your church, Pastor John, we've invited him to rule and reign.
Right.
And I think already he's showing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a healing last Thursday. Mm-hmm. There's been other healings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, maybe we can send some even right now.
Yeah.
And it's his show.
Yeah.
It's his church, and we are his. And I just feel very, do you confirm that within your spirit? Or?
Mm, very, very much.
Remember, you don't always have to agree with me.
No, no.
My feelings will be hurt, no.
No.
Okay. But it does say out of the mouths of two or more witnesses, something is established.
Yes. And it is funny because when Pastor John mentioned this on Sunday, I'm sure I looked at him with like a deer in headlights. What do you mean? Radio?
Oh, you had mentioned this before our conversation?
Yeah. No, it was Sunday, right?
No, I think that you had broached it with me, the possibility of doing it.
Oh, yes, yeah. I had a week ago or
right.
so.
Yeah.
And you had said, yes, you wanted to do it. That was it.
So I do think it is funny, my initial response and then praying about it, I really felt God saying, I've prepared you for this. Just go. Just go.
I feel excited. I feel like crying. I feel like very good. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we're going to really help others to go on, and we're all going to go together on this journey to healing.
Yeah.
And we may fall once in a while or fumble or
Absolutely.
Drop the ball and pick it back up and run again and learn some lessons because, again, his ways are, not, you know, he said that my ways are not your ways. I don't know what to, I always bothered me that why when Jesus went to Capernaum, he said I couldn't do miracles there because of the lack of faith. Are you telling me, Jesus, that their lack of faith subjugated the King of Glory? And I'm not so sure that's it, but you know, it's like, I have a lot of questions, you know?
Yeah, and we're always, it's the issue of faith, of course, comes up again and again on Thursdays. And of course, we know that faith is a good thing. We want faith to grow. But sometimes the sequence is people will get touched by the Lord and their faith will grow. Sometimes they'll take their faith, which is small as a mustard seed, and they'll come forward to the altar when they thought, you know, I'm not going up there because, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But they exercise faith in these different ways. And the Lord takes – the key thing is you want to continue to grow in your faith. And so we just encourage, we don't shame people for their lack of faith because we've all been there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
so
Roberta and I,
questions.
Yeah, Roberta and I laugh because a lot of times we're praying for other people for healing and we're like, oh, of course this other person is going to get healed, or we believe, you know, fully that they could be healed, but for some reason.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian.